Hello there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of the Success Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Gemma Bernad. This week on the Success Revolution podcast, we have another excerpt from a recent training I did inside the Body-Led Business Secrets Facebook group, which you are welcome to join. The details are in the show notes. This training was all about how to intentionally select aligned and sustainable sales and marketing strategies for seven-figure success. This is an incredible training and the timing of it was so ripe, I have to tell you, because at the time of this particular training, the new Meta app Threads has just been released and people are jumping on it. Like, you know, I don't know what the latest data is, but tens of millions of people have jumped on over to that app. And I didn't. I did for 10 last over 10 seconds on that app, because as soon as I logged on, I was able to discern and see very quickly the energetic investment through time, attention, energy, and effort that was required in order to really make that a successful and viable strategy for me and my business. And it was just, my body was a hard no on that. It's not to say that strategy isn't right for people, but for me, it wasn't at all. And what I realized with the launch of that app, and obviously what I wanted to talk about in this training, was that a lot of people really need and desire support about choosing strategies that are aligned and actually work for them. Because so many women come to me having built success in their business and they have strategies that, air quote, work. But the definition of work is very narrow in terms of it makes money, signs clients. And those things are very important, because if you don't have that in your business, then you don't actually have a business, obviously. But clients come to me because they're missing, there's something missing in that. And the missing piece for them is that there's something that doesn't feel right. They want strategies that nourish them, that fulfill them, that support them, that actually honor their unique energetic profile. And through the work that I do in the Body-Led Business Method, I'm able to help my clients identify their unique energetic profile. And this is also a piece I go into in this training, which is actually to identify that every single strategy, a sales strategy, a marketing strategy, an operational strategy, growth scale, all of those strategies have their own energetic profile too. And when you're able to match the energetic profile of a strategy to your own unique energetic profile, that's when success doesn't just happen in terms of tangible results, but it also feels right for you. And that is what becomes sustainable. And when something is sustainable, it is scalable. And in order for something to be sustainable and scalable, it must match your unique energetic profile. We need to become more intentional with how we are operating our business instead of being very reactionary. And in the full training, which you can access inside the Body-Led Business Facebook group, I talk about intentionality. I talk about the energetics of strategy. So go ahead and listen to this excerpt from this recent training. And then I want to invite you to drop down into the show notes and actually come on over and join the Facebook group to get access to the full training. And when you come into the Facebook community, the free Facebook community, you'll also be invited to get access to the Body-Led Business free online course. So go ahead, drop down into the show notes, click on that link, come on over and join us and start tapping into all of the information that is there that I provide to you from my 16 plus years of running both bricks and mortar business, membership model business, high ticket coaching business, online coaching business, and also the work that I've done in helping other women to be able to build sustainable, fulfilling businesses that, yes, make beautiful money, but also really feel good to their body. So go ahead, as I said, listen to this excerpt, and I will see you inside our Facebook group really, really soon.
Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad.
Do also this particular training, like desire to welcome new and potential clients into your world in a way that feels right for you. And for some of you, that might be on autopilot. For some of you, that might take more of an active approach. And for some of you, that might be a balance as well. This training is really going to also be for people and women that want sales and marketing to feel simple, because it gets to be simple. And this is something that has taken me a long time to really allow myself to experience, but I want to share that with you today. And also, you know, this training is really for women that want a business that supports their uniqueness. That's why I talk about building businesses that support your unique energetic profile. not businesses that make you feel like you have to twist and contort yourself to fit into some sort of business model and strategy that works for someone else and got them to seven figures, but you are just exhausted. You can't keep up. It's too much. It's unsustainable for you. So the women that are going to benefit the most, like if you really want a business that supports your uniqueness, this training is definitely for you. A lot of the mistakes I see being made, and I have made this all myself, so I'm not sitting on some high horse going, hey, like, you're making all of these mistakes, okay? You know, then I haven't done them, basically, is what I'm saying. I've made all of these mistakes and then some. I will tell you that for sure. But a lot of the common mistakes, number one is choosing cookie cutter strategies from other coaches that have like, I've created the success that you want. So, hey, let me show you how I did it. Okay. I've been down that path before. It was, for me, it was a very quick road to burnout. Okay. Another mistake I see is being very reactionary in your business. And I am going to tell you, in the last week, I have seen that happen en masse with the launch of Threads, which is a new app by Meta, a new social networking app. And I have nothing against Threads, but people became very reactionary in jumping onto that. And I'm actually going to talk a little bit about my approach to that particular app. And also I'm going to share with you why I'm not using it. Not to say it's not right for some people, it absolutely is, but why it's not right for me and why I'm not reacting to someone else launching something and telling me this is something I need to be using in my business. But I see that a lot of people are very reactionary. Something happens in their business, something happens in the broader market, and you just react. You're just in this constant state of reacting and creating things and making decisions in reaction to that. And I say, if you are reactionary in your business, you will recreate what you already have. So we have to change that around. Another mistake I see being made is that people jump straight into strategy without couple of things: understanding and accepting their own unique energy profile, and also setting up a business, like understanding the business model, the things I talk about, the revenue model, sales model, marketing model. People jump straight into how. Here's what I want. How am I going to make that happen? And there's decisions and things that need to happen before that. And that's where a lot of people end up down that path, and they've, you know, paid all this money for courses and working with coaches. And they come to me and they're like, I've got all these strategies and these aren't working. And yes, it's getting me results, but something doesn't feel quite right about it. And I've got to take them back quite a few steps to go back into some of the actual foundations and also the ground that we build the foundations on. Another thing is being easily distracted by what other people are doing or the latest trends and tactics. This is something that I see happen quite a lot. Distraction seems to be a very, very big issue for a lot of people in business. And I will tell you, if you desire to create sustainable multiple six and seven figure success using strategies and methods that feel good for you, you are going to need to master your attention. And being distracted is the quickest path to taking you away from doing it your way. Another thing is not treating your business like a seven-figure business. A lot of people, you know, desire that business, but they're not making decisions and investing and treating their business like the investment that is required for a seven-figure business. That is also required. Impatience, another big thing. Impatience in building the foundations and the things that are necessary, because there's such a focus on short-term knee-jerk reaction results and not long-term strategies, methods, and models that are going to create sustainable and scalable success. All right. And another thing that I see as well is, you know, another mistake I see a lot is seeing money as more valuable than your energy, like your attention, your time, your effort. It's the most valuable resource you had. So if you're kind of nodding along and thinking, yep, I'm definitely see myself having either made that mistake or making those mistakes, or I've made them in the past. And even if it's just one of those things, you will benefit from today's training, because the real reason that those mistakes really are being made, choosing cookie-cutter strategies, being very reactionary in your business, jumping into strategy without understanding your, you know, energetics properly, impatience, those things, is that your sales and marketing strategies, they're just not aligned to your unique energetic profile. That's the truth. So this is something that has to be changed. And one of the things we've got, a few things that I really want to just say to you today that are really important is, what do you actually do then? Like, it's like, okay, well, I want to choose intentional, you know, strategies. Well, you've got to stop choosing cookie cutter strategies. It's the truth. We've got to really start to practice discernment in the strategies that we implement in our business. We've really got to learn how to start customizing strategies to work for ourselves as well. When you understand the energetics of strategies and your own individual energetics, it makes customizing strategies such a simple process. It's been a game changer for me. It's also been a game changer for so many of my clients as well that come to me that have been following these cookie cutter advice and strategies. This is how you're supposed to sell. This is how you're supposed to market. Use these platforms, use these strategies. And they're coming to me with all of these limiting beliefs. Like, I can't do this. I can't show up every day. There's something wrong. And I'm like, it's not a limiting belief. It's actually a problem in the strategy and the nervous system as well. So this is the next thing. We're going to stop treating your limiting beliefs around not implementing and being effective with strategies as limiting. And this really, when you think, this is mind-blowing for a lot of my clients, because so many people, because I do so much work with women on their subconscious, on their limiting beliefs, on their sabotage patterns, all these things that we believe are, air quote, wrong or unproductive or inefficient with ourselves, and we keep digging around looking for more. Instead of seeing your limiting beliefs as data that your very wise body is feeding back to you, and you need to investigate that data, not just through the lens of there's something wrong, I need to fix this, but hey, maybe there's something else to this. Maybe the strategy that I have in my business and the sales model, for instance, that I've chosen, the what of how I'm going to sell my stuff, my offers, my work, maybe it's actually just not aligned with who I am and how I am designed to operate and be successful. What a radical thought. The personal development industry, which I have been a part of for many years, will tell you otherwise, will tell you you've got blocks, you've got beliefs that need to be fixed, sorted, crossed off, eradicated, eliminated in order for you to be successful. And it's just not actually true at all. And we know that because there are so many. You think Oprah doesn't have limiting beliefs about success? You think Gary Vee doesn't have limiting beliefs about success? Maybe he has just chosen strategies and a model, and he knows how to work those really effectively as well. And I actually, let me share a story with you. It's not a story of mine. It's actually a story I'm going to share of someone who is successful, okay, in the online space. She's not a very well-known person. I have just happened to see her ads pop up a number of times over the last few years. Her name's Danielle Leslie. She's an online course creator. And I've seen her ads, but I've very rarely seen any of her content. I haven't really seen much about her. And this is just a story about limiting beliefs and how you can build a business that actually doesn't provoke them, but actually you take that as data and you build a business around it instead. So I didn't know a lot about her backstory until actually recently. And I was just on social media doing some work, and I actually happened to come across a piece of content, which, if I understand, I'm pretty sure it was a podcast interview. So someone was actually interviewing her for their podcast, and she was talking about her success. But what she was talking about was something really interesting. And she was being interviewed, she was relaying her story and talking about her success, particularly using, I believe it's one online course, one really tight and dialed in funnel, a very strong strategy. And she was talking about how she didn't really want to be very visible in her business. She was not someone, you know, she was sort of saying, I don't want to be out there all the time. I didn't want to have my face everywhere. I didn't want to have me talking and me being everywhere, as in like me having to show up all the time and talk and be highly visible. So I just didn't want that. I'm an introvert. It's not who I am. And so I decided I had to build a business. Like, anything that I was going to build that was going to be sustainable and scalable for me had to be something that supported that. Now, that's a really interesting thing, because I have so many women that come to me that say, I am not being as visible as I need to be. Fix that block. That's a block in me. I don't want to be seen. I just want to be in the back of my business. But everyone's telling me that I have to be more visible. Maybe you can relate to this. And here we have this woman who's created multiple seven figures in her business, not by provoking that limiting belief or even seeing it as limiting, but actually understanding that her energetics say, I'm an introvert. I don't want to be seen all the time. I need to make sure that whatever I build doesn't require that of me. She took that belief that she had about herself And she used it as data and she built a business that supported that. And that's what I'm talking about when I say stop treating your limiting beliefs as limiting. Start treating them as data to investigate how you can build a business to support them. And I've got another story I'm going to share about a client I'm working with right now around that as well. That might be mind-blowing for you because the more that I've gone into that, the more mind-blowing that has been for me too, to be like, oh, well, I can build a business instead of provoking and you know, triggering all of my sabotage patterns. I can actually build something that supports. Okay. Right.